He's Howie's father's little brother, only now he's big," explained Ramona.
"Why, that must be Hobart Kemp," said Aunt Beatrice. "He was in my class in high school."
"Oh, yes, I remember. That boy with the blonde, curly hair who played baseball." Mrs. Quimby motioned to her daughters to clear away the plates. All the girls said he was cute.
"That's the one," said Aunt B. "He used to chew licorice and spit on the grass to make the principal think he was chewing tobacco like a professional baseball player, which was what he wanted to be."
"Where's this cute licorice-chewing uncle coming from, and how did he get so rich?" asked Ramona's father, beginning to be interested. "Playing baseball?"
"He's coming from..." Ramona frowned. "I can't remember the name, but it sounds like a fairy tale and has camels.
Narnia?
Never Neverland? No, those names weren't right."
"Saudi Arabia," said Beezus, who also went to the camps after school.
Being in junior high school, she could take her time getting there.
"Yes, that's it," Ramona wished she had remembered first. "Howie says he's bringing the whole family presents." She imagined bags of gold, like those in the Arabian Nights, which Beezus had read to her. Of course, nobody carried around bags of gold today, but she enjoyed imagining them.
"What's Howie's uncle doing in Saudi Arabia?" asked Mr. Quimby, besides spitting licorice in the sand.
"Daddy, don't be silly," said Ramona.
"I don't know exactly."
Now that she was the center of attention, she wished she had more information. "Something about oil, drills, or rigs or something? Howie understands all about it. His uncle earned a lot of money."
The Quimbys were a family who had to worry about money.
"Oh, that kind of rich," said Mr. Quimby. "I thought maybe a long-lost uncle had died and left him a castle full of servants, jewels, and rare old wines."
"Daddy, it's so old-fashioned," said Ramona. "It's only in books."
The conversation drifted off, leaving Ramona behind. Her father, who had earned his teaching credential in June, said he was inquiring around for schools that needed an art teacher, and he also told about the problems of the men who worked in the same frozen food warehouse where he worked on weekends at below-freezing temperatures. Mrs. Quimby told about two people who got into an argument over a parking space at the doctor's office where she worked. Aunt B talked about a man named Michael who had invited her to go skiing and was the reason she had bought new ski clothes. Beezus wondered aloud if Michael would ask Aunt B to marry him. Aunt B laughed at that, saying she had known him only 2 weeks. But since this was January, there were several months of skiing left, and there was no telling what might happen. No more was said about Howie's uncle that evening. Days went by. Uncle Hobart didn't come and didn't come. Every evening Mr. Quimby asked, "Has old Moneybags arrived?" And Ramona had to say no. Finally, one morning, as Ramona and Howie were waiting for the school bus, Ramona said,
"I don't think you have a rich uncle at all. I think you made him up."
Howie said he did too have a rich uncle. Even little Willa Jean, when Ramona went to the camps after school, talked about Uncle Hobart and the presents he was bringing. Ramona informed Howie and Willa Jean, rather crossly, that her mother said it wasn't nice to talk about other people's money. They paid no attention. After all, he was their very own uncle, not Ramona's, and went right on talking about Uncle Hobart this and Uncle Hobart that. Uncle Hobart had landed in New York. He'd actually telephoned live and in person. Uncle Hobart was driving across the country. Uncle Hobart was delayed by a storm in the Rockies. Ramona wished she had never heard of Uncle Hobart. Then, one day after school, Ramona and Howie saw a muddy van parked on the camp's driveway.
"It's Uncle Hobart!"
Howie shouted and began to run. Ramona took her time. Somehow, she had expected Uncle Hobart to arrive in a long black limousine, not a muddy van. She followed Howie into the house, where the famous uncle turned out to be a medium young man who had not shaved for several days, and who was wearing old jeans and a faded T-shirt. He was holding Willa Jean on his lap. The warm, sweet smell of apple pie filled the air.
"Down you go, doll,"
said Uncle Hobart, lifting Willa Jean to the floor and grabbing Howie in a bear hug.
"How's my favorite nephew?"
he asked, and held Howie off to look at him while Mrs. Kemp hovered and Willa Jean embraced her Uncle Hobart's knee. Ramona was embarrassed. She felt she was in the way because she was not related. She sat down on a chair, opened a book, but did not read. She studied Uncle Hobart, who didn't look rich to her. He looked like a plain man, a big disappointment. Willa Jean let go of her uncle's knee.
"See what Uncle Hobart brought us,"
she said, and pointed to a pair of objects that looked like two small sawhorses, each holding a red leather cushion. Willa Jean sat astride one.